Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with Milan Jurkovic, and your phone calls at 1-800-229-3000.
Appreciate your show. That's why I'm calling.
The program you're getting ready to hear includes humor and some extreme examples.
I was trying to get high, and it got out of control. And my family's hurt, and my wife told me that the children are scared.
You know, at 3 years old, they're not completely identified with their gender yet.
That's a tough call. I mean,
what's tough about that?
My son-in-law has framed me in a certain framework right now.
Imagine that.
What a surprise.
She doesn't have control of you. So she's really not controlling at that point. She's just probably frustrated.
You have your umbilical cord and you keep trying to plug it into people to say, will you nurture me?
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with Milan Jurkovic. Milan, how you doing?
Hey, Steve. How are you?
Good. You were out in Covina a little while ago. Mm-hmm. Had a bunch of people out there with your How We Love. We're going to be there tomorrow night. New Life is. I hope and pray that you'll come out. And if you want information about that, go to 1-800-NEW-LIFE or to newlife.com. And there, you know, you can find all sorts of resources. And, you know, I think this book that you wrote, How We Love Our Kids, maybe gets a little too little attention. It's overshadowed by How We Love. But How We Love Our Kids is kind of How We Love 2.0 in that it's, okay, here's where you are in one book,
right,
but here's the effect that it may be having in the other.
Well, each of these attachment styles, wounded attachment styles that we inherit as a part of just being a human being, carries itself into adult relationships. It manifests itself in adult romantic relationships. It manifests itself sexually because there's predictable ways that people approach sex relative to their attachment style in terms of goals, expectations, or reasons for having it. There's and ways that people parent successfully and also non-successfully in each of these attachment styles. So many books on parenting are about how to fix your kid.
Right.
This book starts by saying one small change in you as a parent could make a very big change in your child. So let's stop and look at you first as a parent.
Right.
And so you're right. Once you begin to understand what God's goals are for our lives, here's the cool part. Each of these attachment styles has a different sanctification journey to become more like Christ.
Right.
So everybody has a different journey. We're not all on the same one. We all have different things to contend with. So we provide growth goals, ways that you could make changes, because sometimes our children's reactivity is simply a reflection of our reactivity.
Yes. All right. Well, I hope and pray that if you've ever had a child, have one living at home right now, you want some insight into how you are impacting that child, you'd pick up How We Love Our Kids. It's really an amazing book. And then Every Man's Battle has a 2.0 coming up October the 21st. Hope you'll join us there. And then this Friday is our Focus Friday on homosexuality. And I hope that if you have a question about that or a concern or an issue, that you'll call us on Friday. Let's go right to our phones here, and let's go to Allison, who's calling from Mount Vernon, Ohio. She watches us on the NRB Network. Hello, Allison. Welcome to New Life. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you, sir?
Great. How could we help you?
My question is, how can I best deal with someone who has, I don't know if he's possessed by demons and has multiple personalities, has a background in Freemasonry, and a horribly traumatic childhood.
Okay.
How do I know which thing is which? Or maybe, you know, I've tried casting out demons and it wasn't a demon, it was one of his personalities.
What does he do that makes you think it's demonic?
The threats, the growling, snorting, like animal-like behavior, and just the wicked nature, I guess, of the words. And there was also a time when I did think, well, it's got to be demons, and I said, thank you.
You think I'm a great person, full of life and fun to be around. You say you love me, but if you knew what was going on in my head, I don't think you'd love me anymore. I saw my first girly magazine when I was 7, and I was hooked. I look at porn every chance I get. I've tried to stop over and over again. Sometimes it works for a couple days, but then I fall right back into my old ways.
At New Life, we've helped thousands of men just like this find hope, healing, and a plan to move forward with their lives through our one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive Weekend. Call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I want to stop. I need help. I can't do this on my own.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. We're just talking about saying, letting each other know the bad stuff about each other. You know, that's the kind of relationship we have. All right, let's talk with Allison again. Allison, okay, so this guy's got some really bizarre behavior, and you say he's got multiple personalities. Now, tell us about why do you think it's a multiple personality issue?
Because of the things that I've read. See, I didn't know about any of this before we were married, and I've read a lot, and it seems that when you have horribly traumatic things early in childhood,
often, yes,
that your brain can develop other types of personalities within the same person.
Sure. Okay, so...
And so I've seen different behavior. For instance, there's a little child.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a business type one. There's a very mean one, which is also very young, but he's the most vicious one.
Okay, now, here's the question. What kind of professional help have you guys gotten?
Apparently, before we were married, there were different counselors.
How long have you been married? How long have you been married?
11 years.
11 years.
And we've seen different counselors. Some said they were Christian. One counselor I flat out asked, well, how do you deal with demonic things? And he said that the school he went to taught them to ignore it.
Is he a pastor?
My husband?
Mm-hmm.
He has been.
He's been a pastor?
Yes.
And now you think he's possessed and has multiple personalities? Has he had anybody look at him from a standpoint of maybe there's some medication that would help him?
The things that he's tried have helped with some symptoms,
mm-hmm.
but if he forgets to take them, it's very awful.
But they have helped. They've helped. The symptoms decline. Is that right?
Sometimes, and sometimes they make him worse.
Yeah, okay.
He's really got an edge. He's a brilliant man, but it takes off the edge that mm-hmm. he's got in that area, too.
Yeah.
And so he's really got nothing to count on.
Okay. So,
and he's also got some bad advice from counselors.
Right. All right. So what's the question for us?
This is very confusing to me in knowing what is what. You know, is this behavior one of the personalities? Is it something learned? And how much of it can he actually help? He'll say a lot of times, well, I can't help it. And I don't believe him.
Well, I'll defer to Mylon, but I just want to make one comment. You needing to know this isn't as important as him being in front of somebody who knows all about this, who has studied people and can prescribe the right medication, and you reinforcing the treatment that's prescribed.
Okay.
Let's hear from Mylon. Mylon, what do you think when you hear something like this?
Does he have previous marriages prior to you, Allison?
Yes, we were both married.
Okay, and how long did you date him before you guys got married?
Oh, not very long at all.
Right.
Just less than a year.
Right. And so you never saw this, you see, prior to the marriage.
Correct. There was one day when I thought, there's something a little off here, but I ignored it.
Right. So I think what's important is that when he wanted you, he could modify his behavior.
Correct. That's my point that I've made.
Well, I think that's an important point. I've seen people just be wackadoo, and then somebody shows
clinical
up.
Clinical term, wackadoo.
What's a clinical term? I made that a wackadoo.
Good.
And a policeman shows up at the front door, and all of a sudden, they're all of a sudden just Mr. or
total
Miss
control.
Amazing. They're in total control. So that's the power of the shiny badge. So, you know, it's possible for people to control themselves more than many times they think they can. I would say the direct answer to your question is it's probably all these things. Now, I think, is your husband a Christian?
I don't know how I could tell. He says he is.
Has he professed Christ?
Yes.
Okay. And do you think it's a sincere belief?
Sometimes.
Okay. Well,
I would say it sounds bad, but I think it depends on who's saying it.
Okay. Well, I get that with the multiple personality issue.
Right.
But I'd like to suggest that, you know, probably more than anything, we do have an enemy. And our enemy loves to take our weaknesses and brokenness and just continue to pick the scabs off of those and irritate us and find our places of weakness. And I prefer to call this, you know, spiritual harassment or spiritual warfare as opposed to demon possession or demonization. If a person is truly a believer and the Holy Spirit lives inside of him or her, there's not room for another spirit to live in there. But do we have an enemy who loves to pick on us and take us to battle? Well, the Apostle Paul sure said so in Ephesians 6. So we do have an enemy, and so many of the things that come upon us will strike at our places of weaknesses, insecurity, anger, rage, fear, the need to control. All these different things are places where our enemy works. Now, if you couple that with true mental illness, and if you couple that with a traumatic childhood where all of his neuro circuits are wired around a chaotic mode, they're not wired toward regulation, they're wired toward not being regulated, okay? Then you have an agitated child. These children then grow up, go to school, and they say, well, they have a learning disorder. They have ADD or ADHD. Mm-hmm. And, you know, while some of those things may be true, the parent goes, well, my child has a learning disorder. When in reality, the chaos, the trauma, and the pain of the childhood and the traumatic experiences really have caused neurological wiring. Now, the neat thing about this, Allison, is that there's a neuroplasticity of the brain, which means it's plastic, it's moldable, it's remoldable. And, of course, mm-hmm. the Bible says this in Romans chapter 12, that we can have a transformation of the mind. Your husband has to be really willing to work hard to harness who he is as a person. Some of us don't start off at the same level. The playing fields are not level. But I would create some boundaries with him in terms of you living with him, or that you set boundaries based upon him adapting to certain behaviors. Like Steve said, I will be in therapy the rest of my life. I'll be on medication the rest of my life. Whatever I need to do to make my life more pleasant for us to live.
Yeah. She simply has to find a way to him to have ongoing help. It can't be, okay, he's doing okay.
It's not hit and miss.
And then for 6 months, things are better. And
you cannot be hit and miss. Yeah. You have to be in groups. You have to be, it's like we say in a alcoholic, you got to develop a plan. You got to work your plan.
Right.
If you don't work the plan, it's no use.
Right. All right. I'm going to send you Walking Into Walls. Hang on there. We'll get it to you. Let's talk to Jason Martinkus. Jason is the person that is in charge of our Everyman Battle workshops. You were in Cincinnati just a while back, Jason. Is that right?
That's right. We were. Fantastic weekend there.
Can you give us a highlight for you of that weekend?
Sure. You know, one of the things that was a highlight for me, at the end of every weekend, we go through surveys. We ask all the attendees to fill out a survey. I was reading a survey, and it said, this workshop is exactly what I needed, and then in parentheses, 20 years ago.
No, oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. And, that's pretty cool.
Reading I mean, sad, what he but... said in the survey, it was just amazing to hear him say, I have a new vision for my life. I have a new vision for my marriage. I have a new vision for my fathering. And thinking about, you know, what, how different could his life have been had he come 20 years ago?
Oh, no kidding.
To a workshop like this.
And you don't want to be that guy, so you need to get there now. We've got one coming up here. Now, a lot of guys talk about how difficult it is to reconnect with their wives when they get back home. How does the workshop help equip them to confess while reconnecting?
Yeah, we spend a whole session and a breakout session on reconnecting with wives and the process of humbly building trust, humbly mm-hmm. leading and serving. We talk about relational communication styles. And we also talk about the process of forgiveness and being forgivable mm-hmm. for our wives.
Okay.
I think in a lot of weekends, that is one of the most powerful sessions that we have the entire time.
Mylon wants to say something, Jason.
Jason, I had a client say to me recently, you know, I'm not a pervert. I don't want to go to every man's battle. What would you say to that?
I'd say you're absolutely right. You're not a pervert. You're a guy just like the rest of us who struggles with sexual integrity issues, and we all have a hint of sexual immorality we need to deal with. This workshop is the safest place on the planet for you to be a struggler, and it's the place where you'll find the most help.
Well, that's a great answer. I'm going to copy you and just tell him exactly what you said.
Yeah.
I like that.
Don't give Jason credit, because there's just no
Oh, I will. I'll give him credit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Jason, thank you so much. And the date of the next Everyman's Battle is when?
Let's see. The next date is going to be October, I believe, 14th or 16th.
Yeah, so that's coming up just next week. Thank you, Jason, for sharing this with us. We really appreciate it, buddy. Appreciate all
You're
that
welcome.
You do.
Thank you all.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people of the faith, there are folks that struggle with sexual addiction or sexual integrity, lust, and here's the answer. It is so rare that someone doesn't benefit from this. Yes, there are those that don't work the program, but I've never seen so much change from one program than with Everyman's Battle. It's silly, foolish, kind of dumb to have a husband who's struggling and not call us and say, okay, tell me about this. Tell me what I need to know, and we can help you get him there. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's the number to call right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Okay. Let's go to Michelle from Baltimore, Maryland, listening on Sirius Satellite Radio. Hello, Michelle. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
You're welcome. What's going on today?
Okay. It's taking me some courage to call here. I have been dealing with a situation. I was just like what was just being talked about, because I do have the traumatic childhood, and I've been working a lot around that, and I do have love addiction, and that's where the triangle is currently. This was not a planned or thought-out thing. Right now, I am married, okay?
Okay?
And I've been married 20 years. There's no children.
Okay.
And my husband and I have been living as roommates since 2006, because there was a lot of anger and rage on my side, and the therapist suggested that since so much was coming up for me and I'm lashing out, my husband, it'd be best for us to become roommates. And, you know, we sleep in separate rooms, totally roommates, okay?
Did you think that was good advice? Did mm-hmm. you think that was good advice? At the time, did you think that was a good thing?
I'm going to say, looking back, I'm going to say yes, because of the level of my anger and rage, it was out of control.
Okay.
I think maybe he could have, like, maybe suggested some kind of action plan,
mm-hmm.
some kind of technique.
Right. Okay. So what's going on now?
I am still living in the same house with my husband. A little over 2 years ago, I met a man. And we start hanging out, and now this man has some problems himself. He's grown a lot, but he has, this was not a conscious choice either, it just went that way, that he has moved in to my house, and this person has been here for like 2 years now in my house. There has been sexual contact between me and this person. It's been hard for me to even say we're in a relationship, but we are. I call him my friend.
And your husband lives in the house also?
Correct.
And does the husband know about the sexual contact?
I told my husband about 2 months ago because I couldn't. It wasn't like I was looking to relieve guilt and get back into good graces. It's just like, how could you not know? Something needs to change here because I can't carry the burden anymore.
Yeah, okay. So what's the question for us?
Because I am going to therapy, I get it. What to say about that, you know? Mm-hmm. Was just mentioning having the courage, having the integrity. But, you know, I know, and that's why right now I feel some anger coming up just around this. Like,
yeah.
Because I know the what it is, what to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's not happening.
Are you a Christian?
Yes.
Okay. We'll talk about this after.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433. Or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
All right, Michelle from Baltimore. Her husband, they began living as roommates, and then she met a man and moved him into the house, and they're in an affair, and the husband still lives in the house. Michelle, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. Mylon and I were talking about this at the break, and Mylon, go ahead and work with Michelle here.
Michelle, you live in Baltimore. Do they have lightning there in Baltimore?
Lightning?
Yeah, lightning. Thunder and lightning.
I'm not understanding the question.
Do they have thunder and lightning in Baltimore? Where you live? Have you ever seen a thunderstorm and lightning?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what they do is they build a lightning rod, and there's this discharge of the lightning, and if you're lucky, it hits a lightning rod, and it goes down in and grounds itself out into the ground. And buildings have them associated with them, and so on and so forth. And I think what you've made your husband is a lightning rod. All of your anger and energy for all of your history of pain that is collecting up there in that cloud, every now and then you look at your husband and he doesn't love you just the way you want to be loved, and he becomes a lightning rod. And all of your anger for 20, 30, 40 years, however old you are, comes and it's discharged on him. And really, that's not fair.
What do you think about that?
It's an interesting concept. I've been a lot of my I don't do it now. It was because I'm also a food addict. When, 4 years ago, when I put down sugar and flour, a lot of anger came out of me, and I was lashing out on him because of fear of not. I felt like I lost my best friend.
Sure.
I didn't know what to do. Now, before that, because he's a different kind of person, I never met someone who was so antisocial where we had to have the shades closed, doors locked, no one can come over. He never had any friends call. I felt very isolated, and I'm a outgoing person, so a lot of anger came out there.
But you see, that's an excellent example of the fact that your husband does have an issue of he's an isolated person. He is a person who perhaps has fears and phobias, has to shut the curtains, can't have people over. He has something wrong with him, too. And you put the two of you together, and it creates quite the sparks. You know, if you're saying, I would want the courage to do something, sometimes people don't have the courage to do it themselves until somebody else makes the first move. And if I were your husband, what I would tell your husband would be to divorce you. And when you are ready to come back to him or negotiate a real marriage, see, he has a biblical grounds to leave you. And what I would suggest is that you're getting everything you want. You got two guys in the same house, and your husband's not rising up to you and saying, stop it. There's nobody else crying out. This other person you brought in, is he's happy with what he's got. He's got a place to live and a sex partner. And you have to say, well, maybe your husband has to make a move here. I think you know, of course, you wouldn't be calling if you weren't conflicted about this and you know what's wrong. But the answer to your question is, until you really grieve your childhood, there's two ways to get anger out. One is to be a lightning rod and or to have lightning and discharge on people that don't love you the way you want to be loved. The other way is to grieve the pain of your childhood and to really look at the massive level of trauma that has made you a love addict. And as you grieve, and if a therapist isn't helping you grieve, they're probably working on the wrong end of the scale here with you. My heart goes out to you because you were a hurt, wounded little girl, Michelle. And that little girl inside is still there. And she is mad that she's been left, betrayed, hurt, traumatized. And you can't abandon her. You need to be thinking of, I've got a history inside me as well. I'm going to deal with that. I'm really sorry you're going through this.
Okay, I'm going to send you Walking Into Walls, and there is a wonderful chapter on how do you get unstuck, followed by a chapter on moving into the future. And if you just read those two chapters, much less the walls that you're bumping your head up against, it would really, really help you, and I'll send that to you. We talked about courage the other day being the willingness to do the right thing at the right time, no matter what the cost.
Right.
And there's an example right here. Willing to tell this man you have to leave this household right now, even though she's going to feel lost. And now's the time for her to be saying, I'm just as sick as my husband. And I've got to bring, we've got to get help together. Yeah.
But you know, Michelle made a very important comment. That
what'd she say?
Really quickly. She said, I became very fearful and scared that my husband was so isolated, and I felt these strong feelings of fear. And then she took the fear and turned that into anger, and that's how she dealt with her fear.
Right.
Those fears have been with Michelle a long, long time. They're old, familiar fears deep down inside.
Right.
They've been around a long time. That's what needs to be addressed.
Okay. All right. Dave, I was going to go to you, but I hear the music coming up, so we're going to take a break here. But you hold on. You'll be next. Dave from Norfolk, Virginia. He listens online. We have a website. There's a lot of stuff on that website that's helpful. In addition to our Christian Counselor Network, over 900 counselors that we found to be helpful, and they come from a Christ-centered perspective. You know, and if it's not about Christ, what's it all about? The counseling helps us to serve Christ by being able to connect and relate better and to serve each other. We've all got these roadblocks, these walls, these things that need to be dealt with. Everybody has something like that. And maybe it's just that counselor that you need right there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You give us a call. We'll be back.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places. And New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense. And I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, everybody. Max Licato here. As a pastor, I've seen how important it is for people to come and get good Christian counsel. People make decisions that turn out to be the wrong decision. I heard Steve Arterburn say on New Life not too long ago that the same thinking that got you into your mess isn't going to get you out of it. If you find yourself in a spot and you don't know what the next right thing to do is, then won't you call the good people at New Life? They have a network of Christian counselors around the country that's more than 850 strong. Call today 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. And tell them you need to find someone to help you. They're likely to have a counselor in your area to help you with whatever you're struggling with. It will be good, godly counsel. Call today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 639-5433.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. We're talking now with Dave. Dave, how you doing? Welcome to our broadcast of New Life Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
My question is and I don't even know how to present this question. You know, as far as God creating life, as it is. My question is, why would He create a life that doesn't want to do anything with Him?
Okay, you're going to have to explain that a little bit more to us. You think God doesn't want to do anything with your life?
Well, my thing is that, that I try the churches, I try the Bible and everything else, and there's just, I haven't found nothing there that has helped me in my own life. And so then I find myself, walking away from that for a period of time. And then I go seeking for answers elsewhere.
Let me say this, Dave. I think there might be a different approach for you to take, and it'll make all the difference in the world. But it would take kind of a bold move on your part. You ready? Rather than pick up the Bible, or rather than go to a church, you call a church, a pastor, and you say, I need some help. Maybe it's a small church, but you call and you ask that pastor to help you and meet with you once a week for a few weeks so that you can understand what God has for you and your life and understand God. I don't know that you're ever going to get out of this bind without a connection to another human being. You'd have to say that you've done the research on your own and you're coming up short. And so if you tried this connected approach, it might change the outcome.
But I believe I've done, that.
How did you do it? How did you do that?
Well, I met in small groups, maybe once a week, sort of kind of fellowship with other people. But still, there's always been some kind of void, and, it's, you know, there are certain things in my life that, you know, that I have struggled with that, you know, I try to let go, but I...
And what are those things? What are those things that you struggle with and you try to let go of?
Well, you know, drugs, alcohol, you know, that sort of stuff. I go to answers, you know, over to the mediums, you know, tarot cards and so forth.
Okay, see, you got one foot over here and you got one foot over there, and you kind of live in limbo. A person with tarot cards isn't going to be able to help you, and you're going to have to deal with the addiction problem. I don't know of anything that robs us of our relationship with God any more than addiction does. It's recovery from addiction that's kind of recovering our relationship with God, because it's so destroyed by the addiction. The substance becomes our God, controls everything about us. Okay, what is the question for us then? The specific question that you have?
Well, the specific, you know, in the Book of Psalms, you know, David wrote that, you know, God created him, you know, and he formed him, you know, and, you know, is that the same for us, or, you know, we were just... Just merely thrown here, by chance.
Well, I have a question, Dave. What is the void? You use the word void. What is the void? But I'll use a different word. What is the pain inside that you're trying to get rid of?
Well, I guess I don't want to think about, I'm struggling in a way because I don't want to think about, this God anymore, and I keep, thinking about him, and I want to let go of that, and I just, I keep telling him, that, to give me a heart that does not want to think about him, that does not want to follow him anymore, does not want to seek him, but that's not working, because,
right.
At the same token, I live for this world, and it is said to live for this world is to be an enemy of God.
Well, I have a question. Again, you're not answering my question. What is the pain that you're trying to get rid of?
Well, I guess it's, life itself. It's like...
You're tormented by life.
Yeah, I didn't ask to be here. I realize that I'm going through a lot of stuff, and I realize that I put myself through a lot of situations, but there are other situations that... I did not ask for.
Okay, so you're really trying to say, well, why would I be here? If God loves me and he made me, why would I be here and be living in a state of pain? Is that your question?
Somewhat, yeah.
Okay, well, the answer is that we're attributing the problem to the wrong person, the wrong being.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says that we live in a fallen world, and I heard a fabulous sermon recently on what are the effects of sin, transgression, and iniquity, and that the world is broken. We're broken. We were originally made, Dave, as eternal creatures, and then that was taken away from us, and so we get sick and we die. And the economics don't work right. My body doesn't work right. Relationships don't work right. Emotions don't work right. And so we blame God for sin, which came into the world through our enemy and through Adam and Eve. And so God created a very clear statement in Romans 8. I want you to read Romans 8 when you hang up. And it simply says, God subjected, because of sin, God subjected the creation to futility, and all creation groans. So the question then becomes, what's the best possible life I can have in a groaning world? What's the best possible life? What's as good as it gets? And if we think that it's going to be a heaven, if we think that it's going to be freedom from the curse, if we think it's going to be freedom from our flesh, that is something that occurs with growth. We can have more strength over our flesh. We can have more strength over the enemy. And that happens with time and growth and sanctification. And as Steve just said, that only happens in community. But if we think that too much is going to happen, that I will not never have these stresses and strains in my life, then we give up on God. We go see somebody that does tarot cards, and we think, well, what are they going to tell me? You know, if I do this and this and this, I won't have pain anymore. To be a human being in this life is to experience pain, and unfortunately, some of us experience more pain than others. Now, I would ask you, Dave, how painful was your childhood?
I don't even want to think about that. But
well, that's a big part of the problem here, buddy.
That's a big part of the problem because you're still, I don't know how old you are, but you're still reacting from the pain in your childhood. You were traumatized as a child. And if a person is traumatized in their childhood, they walk into adulthood and their life can be equally as traumatizing because they make lots of bad choices, go into the wrong directions, have expectations of God that I'm just going to be healed from this pain, and yet that's not how it goes.
Now, what have you thought about when you think about Jesus and what you've been taught about Jesus? Where are you in relationship with Jesus?
You know, all I have is right now, and I'm going to be honest, all I have is this hatred towards him for the fact that, you know, I was born into this world.
You have a hatred to Jesus because you were born into the world and you haven't found purpose and meaning. But Dave, you said you were a drug addict. I don't know how you got into drugs and drinking and all that stuff. I don't know, but it's not important how. The question is, wouldn't you be willing to take a shot at getting out of that to see if life made more sense without it?
Well, I've been, you know, I don't do that stuff as much as I used to.
Whether you do it every day or every other day or every other week, you're caught up in the throes of addiction and dependency. And there's a whole other world outside of that. Your whole life is good day, bad day, right, wrong, make a good choice, and you're missing life. And I want to talk to you off the air about dealing with the addiction first. Putting God on hold for a minute and the big questions and the hatred toward Jesus and saying, look, we got a treatment center for you. Let's get the treatment for the alcohol and drugs and watch what happens to the relationship with God. Because I have seen restoration after restoration. When a person goes from, wow, I can't fix this. I still am dependent on this thing. I went 2 days without it. Now I'm back into it. I'm so angry. My life is worthless. It's futile. And yet all they had to do was go through a recovery process to get the drugs, the alcohol out of their system, out of their brain. And then they learn how to comply and then surrender and life becomes totally different. That's what I want for you. But the addiction has to be treated first. Number one. We'll be back right after this.
I counsel people every single day. I help marriages. I help broken people find healing. I teach the good news of a Savior that loves us. But why can't I accept it myself and break free from this bondage? I can't stop looking at pictures that I shouldn't be looking at, and fantasizing and lusting, and now I've taken it a step further and gone to a strip club. I have to stop. I want to stop.
At New Life, we've helped thousands of men just like this find hope, healing, and a plan to move forward with their lives through our one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive Weekend. Call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I need help, and I can't do this on my own. I want to be the pastor that God wants me to be.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
All right, we are back. You know,
Steve, I have a quick comment.
Okay, yes, please.
So many adults who had horrible childhoods grow up hating God, holding Him responsible for the sin and the iniquity in the world.
Yes, that's right.
And children are horribly taken advantage of in this world, and they're abused. And, you know, I was just looking at a sweet little face on the side of the newspaper today at my home of a child missing. Where is this child? Have you seen this child? And children are victimized every day. And I don't blame Dave for being angry at God in the sense that that's the only thing he knows to blame.
Right.
God is big enough to accept his anger and hatred and love him at the same time. And I think, again, God gets credited and blamed for things that he's not responsible for.
Right.
Sin is what causes this pain. In this life, we'll never fully be free from it. It's in community we heal. And it won't be until we have our new body in heaven and we're in God's presence that we will be freed from the bondage of this flesh.
Absolutely. But we've got decisions we have to make.
Right now.
And fight through all the resistance to them. Let's go to Marie from Boston, Massachusetts. WEZE is the station. Marie, I don't have a lot of time, but I did want to get to your call. And those that are holding, please hold on. We've got another program after this. We'll get to your phone call. How could we help you, Marie? Marie? Okay. Let's go to Brenda. No, not there, but Brenda right there. Hi, Brenda.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. How could we help you today?
Thank you for taking my call. You guys are great.
Thank you.
Listen, I have a question, actually two questions. Should I tell my kids how my husband feels about them because of the poor choices that they have been doing for so many years? One is 30 years old, the other one is 25. And the other question is, what should I tell my husband to get rid of his bitterness and he doesn't even want to see them anymore? And his anger is getting him into a deep depression, and I don't even know what to do because I'm between everybody in here.
Okay. What's he so angry about? What are they doing that are making him so angry?
Well, since they turned 18, I mean, they've been doing very poor choices in life.
And like what?
Oh, dear Lord. Let's say drug. My son was in drug, and then he came out of it, but he's still making poor choices. Continue losing jobs after jobs, and he ended up living with his family and the two children with us for 3 years. My husband only did it because of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Now
okay.
They would be in the streets, and now they just went to live in their own place.
You think your husband feels a bit like a failure with them?
Yes, plus the last 10 years he's been losing the job, my husband, just because they would discontinue the position that he was working in.
Right.
And he say so many years in college, 8 years, and trying to do something in my life for you and I. He's talking about me.
Yeah.
You and I live in a comfortable position at our old age. We are 58.
Okay, so he's angry at life, and he's angry at these kids, and does he get angry at you?
No, he say I'm the only good thing that is going on in his life.
Right.
We have a real good relationship.
Have you gotten any help for him?
Well, we tried to go counseling once, but then we don't have the means to do so.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have a good job at this moment, and I work hard too, but we can't pay for counseling or nothing. So I'm just trying to listen to you guys every day to, you know.
Well, one thing that you could do is that you could encourage him to express his feelings to his kids. Because if he's getting depressed, he's got all this anger and frustration, he probably feels like life's coming to an end and he's not very important and made some mistakes. And the more that he feels all this stuff and keeps the anger toward the kids inside, the more depressed he's going to get. So we've got to get him talking and connecting with them.
Okay.
And he's going to have to forgive them, you know. He's going to have to forgive them. They're his kids, and he needs to have a relationship with them.
I tried to tell him that, and
yeah.
He said he doesn't want nothing to do with them, and because they're just not there for him either, you know.
Right.
Brenda, people like your husband, who has a lot of things going wrong all at the same time, except for you, and I'm glad that he's delighted that mm-hmm. you're his bride. But, you know, anger is a manifestation of a lot of deeper hurt. So I would recommend, if he talks to his children, that he doesn't uncork on them with anger, but rather he with them says, I'm just very sad. I'm very sad by your choices. I'm hurt at your choices. I grieve your choices. Because really underneath all of the anger is a lot of that hurt. But I'd like to suggest that you get him evaluated by a medical doctor for depression, because a person who has a lot of things going wrong all at once can be suddenly depressed, especially as they hit certain ages. And it could be that if he were on an antidepressant for a season of time, it might help him sort of pull up out of this. It would give him a little bit more brightness, and he would be less angry, less pessimistic, and less negative in his thinking. He's probably very overwhelmed by everything,
mm-hmm.
and this could really help him, Brenda, and I'd like to suggest that you consider that.
All right, Brenda, I'm glad that you called. Let me send you Walking Into Walls. It's so easy to understand, and starts off with this wall of stubborn resistance. And then it moves into this wall of justifiable resentment. And boy, I think both of those walls are really keeping him locked in and preventing him from having the life that he wants to lead. Before Mylan has a scripture for us, as we close out the program, we have a Friday Focus program on homosexuality. You can join us then. We have Christian counselors all over this country. And I want to remind everybody, we've talked about it before, Mylan and Kay will be at Berkeley on October the 22nd. And what a great, wonderful event that's going to be, How We Love. Please join us. And on the 28th, I'll be down in West Palm Beach at our treatment center for a treatment center pastor conference. You can join us there. And if you would like a copy of People of the Bible Uncensored, we have an amazing book by Dr. Dave Stoop, brand new. We'd love to send that to you as our way of saying thank you for supporting this ministry. And we do need your help. Whether you join us at Club New Life or make a one-time gift, we need your help. Mylan, some scripture for us as we close out the program today.
Well, two scriptures that kind of relate to our people we've talked to today. The first is when Jesus says, in this world you will have many tribulations.
Mm-hmm.
But be of good courage or cheer, because I've overcome the world. We have a hope ahead of us that as we work our way through this life, we have a hope that there's going to be something better in our real eternal life that will be just as real and tangible as we are here today.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is that inside of each one of us is both good and bad. And the
yeah.
Apostle Paul said, I'm convinced, he goes, there's parts of me that wants to do the right thing, and then mm-hmm. I don't. And then there's part of me that wants to resist, and then I do. And he says, oh, wretched man that I am. And he could accept that inside of him was wishing to do good, and evil was right next
right.
to it. If we polarize these things, and everything is like you said to that one caller, it's either a good day or a bad day, but every day has both. I have both. Other people have both, mm-hmm. existing side by side. We can learn to tolerate the tensions of good and evil just a little bit better.
Absolutely. All right, I hope and pray something we've said has meant something to you. Please call us if you need some help. Come join us for Every Man's Battle. It's a wonderful program. Join us for Lose It for Life coming up in November. So many people have lost the it that causes the eating, mm-hmm. not just the weight. You got to get to the it. Lose it for life. You find out about that at newlife.com and 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Thank you, Mylan, author of How We Love and How We Love Our Kids. If you've read How We Love, you got to get How We Love Our Kids. 1-800-NEW-LIFE to help us or to get some help. It's the same number. See you next time here on New Life Live. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by getting you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.